Hey, Ohio, are you on?
I'm on. In this season, I'm on a lane through Lent.
A lane through Lent. How timely. I like that one. I'm heading easterly toward Easter. No.
Yeah, well, no. It works. I mean, okay. You know, I've got one later for Easter, but, you know, you can try. I admit, your brain cells are colder than mine.
They
and
are.
And so it takes longer to warm up. But once you get going, I sit back in awe.
But well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it is a nice chilly morning here. We are in, I am in Wisconsin, and it's probably 12 degrees. But you're in Ohio where there's tornadoes. So.
Well, and yeah. Actually yesterday's high was 31 degrees. So.
Toasty.
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
We're on season 5.
Hey, season 5. Season 5. Season cinco. Yes. Yeah,
here we should have started it May 5th. I didn't even think. I changed the gun.
Yes. Yes. Cinco de seasono. Yeah. Well, welcome to season 5 of Geocaching Scripture, and devotees will know that our season demarcations mean nothing. I think,
but it makes us feel good.
Yeah, it's an organizational piece. Season 1 has I think 12 episodes. Season 2 has about 27. Season 3 had, you know, 10, and then season 4 had about 30, and I was like, man, maybe we ought to make season 5. and
I like it.
From what I find out, like most of our most of listeners who are really, really into the show binge it. So the seasons matter even less.
Yes.
So there's, you know, it's just, yeah, we make them short enough and hopefully, you know, fun size enough that people just, you know, hey, that's usually what I hear is I was out in my garden or I was out mowing or whatever. And I listened to your entire show. I'm like, oh, okay.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember any political slogans from growing up? Political slogans.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there are 1,000 points alike.
Oh, ow. Yeah, that one hits me right in the tweens. that one. I think it was the 1988... George Senior campaign.
I think that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was your George, not my George.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, I got another one for you that, you know, you're going to think it's somebody, but it's not.
Okay.
Let's make America great again.
Let's make America great again. Ah, that one sounds familiar. It has something to do with red hats on orange hair.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You know who actually did that one? Was Ronald Reagan.
The Gipper.
And somebody borrowed it. We won't say who, but it had been borrowed.
Yeah. Beep. Yes. Yeah, we're a non-political show. We, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I don't recall red hats. I just recall, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I remember win one for the Gipper. I don't remember that one. I just remember hearing that one. And I had to look up, like, and really dig as to what that meant. It was like a bit part that he played in a sports movie in the 50s
or something. Football player, if I remember correctly, wasn't he a football player?
Football player, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was, the Gipper was his nickname or something.
How about I Like Ike? You remember that one?
that one is further back in the memory bank. Yeah. Yeah, but I like that slogan. I think that slogan actually is more memorable than a bunch of the other ones I've heard.
Do you know, I think his second campaign was, I Still Like Ike.
Really?
I think it was, I Still Like Ike, or something to that effect, yeah.
It seems like the writers could do a little, they kind of phoned it in on that. Yeah.
Well, they were lazy back then.
You know. Maybe that's it.
There wasn't as much media.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they didn't have as much ground to cover. It was mostly pins, from what I can see, lapel pins. That's all they were on back then. So, and then you have the famous one is, one of the famous ones is A Chicken in Every Pot.
And yeah, that, who was that?
Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover.
Yeah. And he got elected, and like a half an hour later, the Depression started.
Yes. And he was known for Hoover flags. You know what those were?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Hoover flags were people would pull their pockets out and they would let their pockets hang out
because
their pockets were empty.
Oh, come on.
And so they were called Hoover flags.
A chicken in every pot. There you go.
Yeah, they didn't work out that way.
Not quite.
It was a chicken neck in a pot, maybe. And somebody else had the thigh and somebody else had... Yeah.
A chicken for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, hey, all the way with LBJ.
All the way with LBJ.
Yeah, no, that's good. I like that one.
I like that one. All the way with LBJ. That's good. That's good. I don't know that we did go all the way with LBJ, but the slogan's pretty catchy.
Yeah. You know, don't get to the details yet.
Yeah. Josh, yeah, that's true. I try not to judge. I've never been in a slogan needing sort of situation.
I've been trying to find one for geocaching, and it just hasn't come up to my head yet. Not much goes with catching.
Well, yeah.
We could snatch the catch.
There you go. I think Tiny Treasures in the Big Truth is as close as we get. But it doesn't include our name, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to think of that when we come out with the fanny packs and the beer koozies and all our other merch. So,
well, we have to have something for season 6. You know, we can't do everything right now.
Stay tuned, everyone. So now we have a similar situation, most likely, in 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3. And again, Paul is writing to the community in Thessalonica. Thessalonians is generally a very encouraging book. Some of his books are more corrective. Some are more encouraging. Corinthians, if you're familiar with Corinthians at all, it is decidedly more corrective. But the Thessalonians is one more of encouragement. They were going through hard times. So I'll just read this to you here. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman and they will not escape. Cheery stuff from Paul. As usual, Paul is kind of, you know, he's talking about the day of the Lord. Now, that's its own theme. We could probably run a whole season. The season 6 could be all on the day of the Lord.
Yes.
It's, yeah, I mean, that's an intense, intense biblical theme. Most of the time, you see that in the New Testament, and it's talking about the end of days. It's talking about the apocalypse, right? Whatever it's going to look like. And here he's talking about that, and he chunks in this quote here: there is peace and security. And what that is most likely a political slogan under the Pax Romana. The Pax Romana, well, we say Pax Humana. Pax Humana is our sign off. And that means, you know, peace to all people. Pax Romana was peace within the Roman Empire. And peace and security is kind of like a slogan they would say to themselves, like keep calm and carry on, to try to indoctrinate, you know, everything's peaceful. And and I would guess that sometimes you had like a centurion, like a terrifying centurion who looked like a tank, show up at your tiny house and like take all the taxes he could from you and then say, peace and security.
I did a little research on Pax Romana some time ago. I was on a topic of peace, and I can't remember why I looked it up, but I looked it up, and it was fascinating because, like you say, it was their slogan, and it was it only was peace and security for a relative few.
Right, yeah, for the like, elite Roman
like
class.
Like the centurion, as long as he stayed in the good graces of his master.
Right, yes, and if he didn't, they would chop his head off and they would say, peace and security.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Or irene and asphalia, and that was the Greek version of that. It's always interesting to me, you know, what it means by peace. Now, the Pax Romana and the Roman Empire were an amazing paragon of order in a disordered first century chaotic culture.
Right.
You know,
right.
there was an amazing amount of relative peace, but Paul pushes back
within the boundaries, right? Because right. wasn't that also a time when they were conquering and taking their order to other places and restoring order?
Yeah. If you were in other places, if you were in, you know, whatever other country wasn't Rome at the time, it didn't feel that way.
Like Judea?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly. The Jewish people in particular didn't particularly like that. So,
yeah.
So Paul pushes back against the Roman indoctrination of peace, talking about the day of the Lord and saying that the day of the Lord will break even this. And for them, Caesar was the most powerful. And you couldn't think of anything more powerful than Caesar, right. At least especially for his Gentile audience. So Paul is pushing back on that and saying, even when the Roman Empire falls and the smoke clears, Jesus will be left standing. Jesus is king. Jesus is emperor. Jesus is Caesar. Not Jesus is Caesar, but Jesus is, right. is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, which is what Caesar thought of himself as. And that Paul is talking about how even that will be standing, and he takes this particular slogan to make that happen.
Peace and security is Jesus, is what you're saying.
Peace and security is Jesus, absolutely, yeah. That even stronger than that, this reality is even stronger than that, that one day this will all fall. I was just reading recently about Emperor Julian, who was a Roman emperor who hated us, and he was in 4th century, mm-hmm. and he called us the Galileans, and he thought we were a horrible cultural movement that was taking apart Roman culture. We did.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's beside the point. Anyway. Yeah. And he talked about how, I mean, I had a quote that he said, you know, these Galileans, they not only feed their poor, they feed our poor. I know, they offend our gods. and that our hospitality and our giving was something that made us stick out, even more than our theology at the time. Theology was everywhere. It's not like it is now, where theology is kind of something strange. It was everywhere. Yeah. And then Emperor Julian, the story goes that Emperor Julian was wounded in battle and that he was bleeding out. And as he was bleeding out, his last words were, "Thou hast conquered me, Galilean."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Thou hast
conquered
me.
Well, I like this because I think what you're pointing out is that this slogan is a slogan that stands against all time, that God is the one of peace and security. And, Roman empires and other empires will rise and fall,
and
but he will not.
And that in the end, the only slogan that will stand at all is "Thou hast conquered me, Galilean."
Pax Humana.
Cheers.